everyone, this is DJ M's Diversity Pod, and I am your host, Noor, back at it again with another episode. Now, this week, we are taking it a little bit different. Of course, over the span of the first two episodes, and now the blog series, we have obviously been talking about a bunch of different diversity issues. We wanted to change it up a little bit, given the current political climate in the world. Now, this does not mean that we are taking a political stand in any way, shape or form, but we want to talk about how to talk about politics in the workplace, because this often leads to workplace conflict or a lot of disagreement or employee disparities. If you want some tips or tricks on how to get that sorted out, on how to tackle possible conflict and political or current affairs discussions, keep listening and you will find out. So, this podcast will be discussing how to be respectful in a workplace when discussing politics. We need to make sure that we're actually being respectful to those that we are addressing, but also about specific groups of people that we are talking about. Because sometimes current affairs discussions or political discussions get very heated, and individuals who feel under attack is because they are being possibly misunderstood for a personal belief. We have to remember that sometimes politics or a political belief can be a part of somebody's personal identity. And when your words have been ripped open for the entire working cohort to see, it can be a little bit disparaging. Now, whether it is online or over the phone or in person, when a big political shift or civil unrest or a massive political moment is taking place, people want to talk about it. That's a given. So we need to be mindful of how we actually talk about all of these things. This platform, DJM, is going to use its voice not only to raise awareness for some of the most unsettling turmoils global citizens are currently facing, but also to ensure that either those same individuals or individuals of the same socio-cultural backgrounds or ethnicities or races or whatever their demographical background is protected against any discrimination or prejudice. Because the one thing about discussing politics or current affairs, especially when it gets heated, is that the blame game is right at the front when things start to go wrong in these discussions. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this phrase called the blame game. For those of you who do not know what it means, it is simply starting an argument or perpetuating a disagreement to lengths that will not be accepted by co-workers or employees. Depending on what the conversation is, individuals involved either start to blame each other, start to blame the political groups that are involved, or they may actually even start discriminating or blaming entire groups or communities of people for a current affair or a political shift or a civil unrest. If this is the case, you can see how these discussions are not going to be productive. What we need to ensure is that discussions remain unemotional, respectful, but also insightful. Because these discussions can actually be very useful tools to raise awareness and provide useful resources to educate and actually allow individuals to advocate and provide aid for groups that might be undergoing civil unrest. Or you may actually have a chance to educate somebody who has never even heard of a matter. So perspective matters wildly. Now, one of the most commonly asked questions concerning this matter of bringing up political discussions within the workplace is, should they even be discussed in the first place? And again, this discussion in itself brings up a lot of different divided opinions. Nobody really knows what the correct answer is. Some organisations and companies actually do state bans on political memorabilia and discussions being displayed or presented because they know that it will lead to disagreement and a possible jump to the negative sphere for morale. So, is it even worth discussing politics and current affairs in the office? Now, within many workplaces, there are rules, mostly unspoken. Don't discuss politics and religion in the workplace. And that is a given because most people have personal ideologies attached to these two things. And then it also comes in and ties into discussing current affairs, especially now in our current political climate. Because with all the civil unrest that is happening across the world, many individuals and their families or their communities might be affected. And they might have different opinions to those who do not have communities within or relationships within those places that have civil unrest. So the way we react and the way we discuss certain events is important. I do want to spend some time using this platform to voice and educate about current global civil unrest. And many of you listening to this might have some idea of what is currently going on around the world. And unfortunately, with the easing of the COVID-19 pandemic, which was a devastation within itself, there is a lot of civil unrest and warfare spanning across numerous different countries. And this includes, and of course, this list is not exhaustive, but I am highlighting these because these issues are currently global. And that is the civil unrest in Afghanistan, similarly in Palestine and Syria, the financial crises in both Algeria and Lebanon. I'm just going to flag these ones up because they have been televised globally. I want to touch upon a fantastic resource that was very important for me while I was researching this podcast. Now, I do want to touch upon a fantastic article that has really shaped my podcast this week. And I apologize if I am pronouncing this name wrong. It is Impactor's article written by Catherine Kellerhaig. And this is talking about the Global Peace Index of 2021. Now, in this article, and I think I rightly agree, just because this entire year has been an interesting one where, a lot like 2020, there has been a lot of news of devastation with the continuation of the COVID-19 pandemic and with it causing a lot of devastation amongst different countries at different points of time, then moving on to all the civil unrest and the war. It seems like there is currently no end and the things start to keep on piling up. So let's have a look at this phrase of why 2021 is currently the year of civil unrest. Over the past decade, militarization has seen a very big deterioration. However, after 2020, militarization's expenditure has increased in 105 different countries since 2020, and this was due to an ongoing level of conflict and the need for troops in other countries. We do have to take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic and how that has affected global civil unrest. It's had a significant impact on violence. While the number of violent conflicts has supposedly globally decreased, the number of violent demonstrations happening across the world has increased substantially. And we cannot exclude violent demonstrations that have occurred due to the pandemic. A lot of demonstrations have occurred due to the imposition of COVID-19 restrictions, anti-government sentiments. They were anti-race and race. There were demonstrations due to lockdowns and unemployment rates and lack of economic support. There have been demonstrations due to a lack of pressing address to climate issues. So it seems like there isn't really an escape. Right now, the most civil unrest is currently taking place within the MENA region. For those of you who do not know what MENA stands for, that is in Middle East and North Africa. They are civil unrest due to excessive militarization, corruption, or militants taking over land or land separation. And when these issues are discussed, just to bring it back to the aim of this podcast, many people do not know how to discuss it, what to say, without accidentally maybe victimizing someone by accident or pitying them, or again, placing blame. So I do want to flag up two issues. And it's very important as to how we discuss the things going on in these areas. For the most part, people are respectful. So, here are some tips for discussing politics and current affairs in the workplace. Some of these are things that I've come up by myself. Some of these are things that I have been looking around and found in research. And some of these are also opinions that I have gathered from my co-workers and colleagues. Now, if you are bringing up politics in the workplace or current affairs, you need to avoid anything that you know will cause heated arguments or disagreements. Now, this includes pointing out flaws of a religious belief or gender ideology, a country's culture, and this is just to name a few. There could be so much more. Just because you have a certain opinion on it doesn't necessarily mean the impact of your words cannot be completely discriminatory and hurtful to a colleague, especially if you do not know what their beliefs are. Number two, listening to all perspectives is key. One of the best ways to get a holistic point of view is to talk about a current world event. Now, if you are talking about this, and if it involves devastation of communities, or if it involves trauma, listen to those who have had similar lived experience, or listen to all the perspectives that are being put into the discussion. Listen to those who might have experienced something similar or whose family has. Of course, you are under no obligation to agree with what anyone else is saying. The purpose of active listening is for you to understand different perspectives and to possibly show compassion for a situation that you might not have otherwise. Now, when it comes to discussing anything to do with politics or current affairs, it is important to be knowledgeable about them, and that is number three. I think this has probably got to be one of the most important things, and that is because you want to prevent the spread of misinformation. Secondly, you can't go out into a discussion to purposefully portray wrongful or biased opinions about event or people because you do not know who is educated or uneducated about a certain situation or an event or a circumstance. And you do not want to spread that misinformation to other people for them to spread it. It becomes a chain reaction that you start if you're not mindful of, let's say, for example, the sources that you're using. So before you begin adding input into a situation or an issue or a subject topic, regardless of what it is, ask yourself a few of these questions. Do I have reliable knowledge or understanding of these events? What sources am I drawing from? And are they reliable? Hopefully, this should help you understand how advanced or detailed your knowledge is on a subject matter. If you're knowingly pulling from biased sources, maybe backtrack, rethink, and see what you can do to change perspectives to make sure it is more holistic. Number four. Now, this ties very much into the previous point of what I was stating. You're not only educating your colleagues, you're also educating yourself on this matter. Joining these discussions can get a little bit heated and can possibly lead to workplace conflict. But when done right, and when done well, this is a chance for you to proactively learn and teach yourself about what is going on in other locations with other people, and maybe learn a little bit more about different concepts or political ideologies or even history that you might not have otherwise known about. Now, here were some random tips and tricks thrown out by some colleagues, and some were that I have found during my research for this podcast. I will link all of the articles and documentation that I have used either in the Instagram and LinkedIn post for this podcast, and I will also try and link it in the bio for Podbean. Let's do a quick fire round and get through this list. So, don't aim to shame, maybe try and self-reflect. You've got understand where your knowledge is a shortcoming, understand where your opinion might be discriminatory or prejudicial. Helping you find common ground is a great way to get these discussions started, and this could be through shared opinion or lived experiences. Now, shared opinion could often be great, but again, be mindful that your opinion is not discriminatory. Asking questions is always a great way to find out more about a subject matter. However, again, make sure the questions are not targeted or discriminatory in any way. Realistically, Does it really hurt to be diplomatic in a situation? Don't attack any other person. Always be willing to listen to alternative perspectives and information. Do not minimize decades of violence and oppression, especially if it has never affected you, your family, or a community that you live in. Always try to be an active listener, and then from there, input your opinion. Monitor your emotions. I think this one's really important, and that is because if you do not monitor your emotions, especially in these cases where personal ideologies could be put through the ringer, let's say, you could possibly react in a way that could be hurtful or unjustified. If a conflict has begun, do not expect a full resolution. And if a conflict does start, admit where you went wrong. Admit if you went heated. Pride won't get you anywhere in these kind of situations. Now, this was a relatively short podcast, just because I think with the current political climate, things will be said or heard or posted or commented about could really hurt individuals, colleagues, groups, and communities when they are completely undeserving of any hate. With the global civil unrest that is currently taking place, and again, this is my opinion, you can completely disagree, but my perspective here is to take a more proactive manner and educate yourself on the situation. Advocate for a situation. And yeah, you might be getting a little bit political there, realistically. Anyway, I want to hear what you guys have thought about this podcast. I know it was very different from what I've been writing and what I've previously spoken about. But again, I think it has its place in diversity and inclusion, because we have numerous protected characteristics that could be targeted due to some of these social or political discussions. And the whole point of them being protected is because they are often targeted most when it comes to prejudiced or discriminatory discussions or practices. So, in a certain manner, discussing politics or current affairs can eventually become an EDI issue, where somebody might have to interject just to ensure that nobody is being prejudiced against. If you guys have any questions or comments that you would like to leave me, please do. I am absolutely happy to listen to them and see what you guys have thought about this week's episode. As always, it was your girl Nor here, and I'll be back next week with another episode on all things EDI. Let's see what I come up with for you next week.